Upon entering the seminary, the very first things that were said to us were most profound. And these were the first three things that we heard. The first one was, "This is not heaven. The sign on the door outside does not say, 'Welcome to heaven.'" And I said, "Yeah. Right? I'm looking forward to this," right? And then the second thing that they told us is, "Never compare yourself to one another." And that brought me comfort, because I was in the seminary with generals and lawyers and doctors and businessmen and government leaders. And I said, "Thanks be to God, I don't have to compare myself to them." That comforted me and consoled me. But the third thing really confounded me. They said to all of us that the seminarian you are is the priest you're going to be. And I said, "No way. That cannot happen. I'm not ready for that day." So seminary became a time of preparation. It was a time to let go worldly desires, to let go those worldly ambitions, to not live by my own selfish rule anymore, but to begin to allow the Lord to already prepare me for the day that He would consecrate me and He would conform me to the image and likeness of His Son. The seminarian you are is the priest you're going to be. No way. Advent is that season for us, that the person that we are today cannot be the person that receives Christ in the manger. At times, you and I go by season from season. We just run into this season and we run into the next season, and we never stop to look around, to ask ourselves, "Where am I? How did I get here? Where am I going? Where is this life leading me? Am I going to a place of eternal enjoyment, of happiness, of peace? Or am I leading myself to a place of condemnation, of fear, that perpetual hell that we create for ourselves?" This is a time to stop, to look around, to look at your situation, to look at your lives, to ask ourselves, "Where are we? And where are we meant to be?" Because the person that we are today cannot be the same person during the Christmas season. This is a time of conversion. This is a time of change. This is a time of penance for us to examine our hearts, our lives, our conscience. What are we doing? Is it leading us closer to God, or is it drawing us further away? Advent is a time to take an inventory of our lives, to prayerfully examine our conscience, to examine our hearts, and ask ourselves, if the Lord came today, will I be ready for that day? Scripture is very clear. One is going to be taken home, and the other one is going to be left here. We want to go home. We want to be prepared. When the Lord comes, we don't want to say to Him, "Lord, I'm not ready. I want to stay a little time." This world is fading, is fleeting. This is not our home. We are exiled here. We are citizens of heaven. We are members of the household of God with all the holy angels and saints. Advent is a time to really take a moment and ask ourselves, where are we heading? Where are we going? Are we prepared for that day? Will we be judged, or will we be welcomed into eternal peace? The people we are today cannot be the people who enter into that Christmas joy. But the same thing is for Mass. When we come into Mass, we come at times hurrying, and we come rushing in here, and sometimes we leave the same way. Sometimes we might leave a little worse than we came in. And so the Lord is inviting us, even in Mass, our Lord advents to us. He comes to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord descends from heaven. He reminds us that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. But in the meantime, he comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament. Are we prepared to encounter the real presence of Christ? The person that we are can't be the person that we're going to be. That when we encounter Christ in the Eucharist, we should be transformed and transfigured. We must be somebody else. Sometimes you say a better version of yourself. That the person that we are when we come in can't be the same person that leaves. God is going to give us grace and blessing and healing and love and mercy and pardon and peace. We are meant to be different. We are meant to be changed. But if we didn't prepare, the way we came in is the way that we exit today. Our Lord advents to us this season. He comes in a real way for us. But one day he will come again, as Scripture says, and he says, I'm preparing a home for you. And one day I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to be with myself. So where I am, where the Father is, where all the holy angels and saints are, you too may be. Will we be taken, or will we be left behind? Are you ready for that day? If not, Advent is a great season for you. When I heard the seminarian you are is the priest you're going to be, I was like, no way. That can never be. That became an Advent for me, a time of change, a time of dying, a time of growing, a time of believing, a time of healing, a time of settling my past sins, my past wounds, and preparing for that day where the Lord would configure me to his Son once again. But doesn't the Lord do the same for you and me in the Eucharist? Don't we become configured to Christ, transformed once again? The person you are today can't be the person that leaves. The person that you are today cannot be the person that you will be when we celebrate the Christmas joy. Take the season of Advent, of a time of preparing for the Lord. So when the Lord comes to us, whether in the manger, whether in the Eucharist, or whether in your final day, that you will not be scared and worried, but you will hear those beautiful words, "Welcome, my faithful servant. Come enter your master's joy."